Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. Today's Daf Samech Ches on Maseches Yuma. There's an interesting shaila that comes out that's brought by the Tshuvas Tashbetz. Tashbetz found in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. It raises the following shaila. Let's say the Baal Kori is busy reading the Torah, and he finds that the Sefer Torah is pasul while reading Maftir. He already completed the seven Aliyahs, but now he's in the midst of Maftir, and he notices that there's a mistake. Does he have to now take out a new Sefer Torah, like which would have been if it was during any of the other Aliyahs, you need to take out a new Sefer Torah and read from there? Or do we say, since it's Maftir and it's not a requirement, he's allowed to continue to read Baal Peh, or even maybe using that Sefer Torah pasul? What's the din? This is the suffix that the Tashbetz has. And Tashbetz gives the answer. He says, it depends on which maftir we're talking about. If we're talking about the maftir that is a special chiv, it's a chovas hayom, a special maftir for that particular Shabbos, perhaps like the Arba Parshios, Parshas Zachar, Parshas Chodesh, and so on, or for the Yom Tovim, where there's a special, unique maftir, where we bring out a different Sefer Torah. So then in that case, says the Tashbetz, you would have to replace the Sefer Torah with a kosher one in order to fill the obligation of reading maftir. But if it comes to the regular maftir, whereby we just repeat the last few psukim on the regular parsha, like this week's parsha, Parshas Chukas, and so on, then the Tashbetz says you would not have to bring out a new Sefer Torah, and you could continue to read either Baal Peh, or one could read from the Sefer Torah. And he brings a proof from today's daf on Samech Chesem Abiz, the new parak, the seventh parak, Balo HaKohen, or the new Mishnah there. The Mishnah tells us that the Kohen Gadol would read from the Sefer Torah, and he'd read from Parshas Acharimos, which describes the Seder Avoda, and he'd read from Ach Be'esor, which is about Yom Kippur, in Parshas Emor, just a little bit later on in the Sefer Torah. But then he'd close the Sefer Torah, and he'd read from Chumash Pekudim, from Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Pinchas. He would say Korah Al Peh. He would not scroll over to that Parsha, because Parshas Pinchas is too far away from Emor. It'd be a Tircha Tzibur. He would read Al Peh. So based on this, explains the Tashbetz, there would be a Tircha Tzibur to take out a new Sefer Torah, and since it's only Maftir, which is not such a Chiyuv, therefore one would be able to say it Al Peh. But then he kind of backpedals and says he's not so sure, because maybe that's only a Heter by the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, and not when it comes to the regular Maftir. Why? Because the Maftir is a Chiyuv on the entire Tzibur, and there's a Chiyuv that has to be read Dafka from a Sefer Torah. When it comes to the Kriyas HaTorah of the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, there's no din he has to dafka read from a Kriyas HaTorah, from the Sefer Torah. He has to read the Pesukim. Yeah, there's a special din, and you can't say Pesukim Baal Peh in general, but it's not a Chiv from the Sefer Torah. It's a Chiv of the Pesukim, and we say, well, therefore it must be in the Sefer Torah. But Maftir, there's a special din you must read B'toch HaKsav from the Torah itself, and then for he's not really sure if this is really a good Raya or not a good Raya. In the end of the day, the Maggid of Raman Simon Kuf Mem Gimel in Sif Katan Dalet, at the end, he says clearly that if a person finds a psul while reading Maftir, one does not need to repeat or take out a new Sefer Torah. He can continue to read Al Peh or from that Sefer Torah, which is possible.